You've been cheated on since then. You can't stop thinking about it. Your mood shifts out of nowhere. You hyper-analyze small details. You feel the need to check in on them over and over again. You feel like a part of yourself is missing, and you feel like you're losing control internally. This is far more than just relationship problems. There's something real going on here that not enough people talk about directly. The term that's used is post-infidelity stress disorder, PISD, or PISD. It's a trauma response that happens after betrayal and infidelity. In a lot of ways, it is more similar to PTSD than it is to anything you would call a relationship issue. The reactions that I listed just a second ago aren't random. They're part of a specific pattern that plays out. It's like your nervous system is stuck in an alert mode of being, even when nothing obvious is currently happening. And to understand this, you have to understand what actually got disrupted. Essentially, the person that you associated with safety became the source of harm. And your brain doesn't just cleanly and neatly process that and move on. It keeps trying to make sense of it. That's where the intrusive thoughts come from. That's why there's this need for constant awareness and hypervigilance. And both of those explain why there can be such emotional shifts that seem to happen randomly. It's like your brain keeps hitting refresh on the browser page over and over again, trying to finish something that it never quite resolved. When something traumatic happens, fundamentally, it's not able to process it. It doesn't make sense to your brain. And so it keeps resurfacing it later based on a felt need of urgency, like how important it is to get this processed and answered so that it can finally get some resolution. And it's extremely disorienting because while this is happening, it causes you to start questioning your own judgment. You replay certain things from the past, conversations, you wonder what was real and what you were exaggerating because you were either really wrong then in your judgment or you're really wrong now. Memories from the past, how you feel in the present, just don't line up. It's like you woke up from a coma and suddenly all of these ways that you're used to navigating the world don't make sense anymore. And so what do you do when things don't line up? Well, you start checking things. You replay conversations. You ask the same questions again and again, even when you already know the answer. You watch for tone, timing, subtle shifts. You become a detective. You become aware of everything. And our brains are not designed to thrive when that we're that constantly aware. It only goes into that mode when it's in a state of survival. And that is what it feels like it has to do right now. So these behaviors aren't random. They're all connected back to this. It's an attempt to get its footing back. But a lot of these behaviors create a loop where you engage in them, you feel temporarily better, but then the second that you stop engaging in them, the withdrawal feels even more severe, and so you just get right back into it. So it's like you have a bunch of tools that give you temporary relief, and so you keep pressing them. It's like a button that you keep pressing, but it only lasts for a few minutes. And that, in turn, gives your nervous system the message that things still aren't safe because nothing seems to be settling. Nothing seems to actually be working to calm your mind and your heart down. And so if you're trying to reconcile with the partner that cheated on you, it will definitely affect that. You'll notice any emotional swings that they have. Things that seem on the surface small and to most people small, you'll recognize whether real or imagined a lot more meaning and weight behind subtle changes of their tone, choosing different words that they normally wouldn't use. As a result, you'll start to pull close and then push away. You want to feel connected, but you're also bracing for the next time they're going to hurt you. And a lot of unfaithful partners don't do that good of a job at creating safety. But even if they are, a lot of people struggle to heal because your body is not just reacting to what's happening now, it's also processing what happened in the past. And a lot of people get stuck trying to recover from this because they're trying to fix it at the surface. They're trying to think their way through it. They're trying to talk their way through it. They're just waiting for time to pass. Or they just try to manage reactions as they pop up in the moment. And some of that can help temporarily. It is nice to have something to keep you afloat. But it doesn't resolve what's actually driving these patterns underneath. In other words, the reaction isn't being created at the level that you're trying to fix it. What actually needs to happen is quite different. The experience itself has to be processed, and the emotional charge that went with that original experience has to shift. Your brain has to update where it gets safety and where it doesn't. So if you're in this season, there's a reason why it feels as intense as it does. I promise you, you're not overreacting. You're not making this bigger than it is. Your system, your nervous system, your body is responding to something very real that happened. But it doesn't go away just on its own. If it's still active in your system, it's still there and it can go off at any moment with any small trigger. And understanding this is important because that allows you some space to be gracious to yourself. But resolving it is a whole different process. But for now, the big takeaway is to recognize that if you're working on managing the symptoms, you're going to be staying there for a very long time, years. If you get to the actual roots of what's going on and where you actually feel unsafe at the nervous system level, that's where real progress can be made.